Okay. Okay, I think we're here, y'all. So if you guys want to call in, y'all can. If not, I'm going to end the live. I just wanted to give y'all a kiki because I have got to cackle off that interview. Let's do this. 4696, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
All I have to say is she could have paid less money for marketing.
What you
mean? And marketed all her stuff. Because she owes $4 million. She could have invested $100,000.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that that is arriving?
No. $4 million. She keeps saying she ain't got it.
Right.
She could have paid $100,000 for marketing.
Yeah.
And been good. $4 million for marketing? Is $4 million worth it?
And you know she's sick. You know she's sick re-reviewing it. You know she's sick that I was even interviewed on the platform because she tries to say that she don't even want people mentioning my name. And like my thing is, girl, I don't want them mentioning me with you because I'm not like you. You're stupid.
Exactly.
You're dumb. You don't have any talent. I don't want to be you. Don't do me a favor. Don't mention me with her because we are not the same. At all.
Well, you know what? What's that saying? Whoever you're surrounded by, that, you know, you surround them, you look like a lion YouTuber.
Yeah, I don't want to be mentioned with her, even though the people still be trying to, mind you, you know, she can't take that because I have a fraction of her followers, but I'm really moving in more spaces than she is. She's a joke to the public, but I don't want to be mentioned with her because I'm not like her.
No, you don't. Yeah, that's all I got to say is she could have paid.
Yeah, only thing she has she over me is numbers. She definitely don't have charisma, talent, and she doesn't have influence like that. No shade. She's a fool.
Well, you're doing the same thing. You was just on Madison's thing the other day before her.
Right, and you know she's sick about it. And at least Madison asked me how the hell I got started. And Madison just went straight in on her like, well, how the hell, why did you do it? Could you imagine that?
But you're right. When you get an interview is asking about how you got started, you know, what's your thoughts, where do you want to go in the future? Her thing is everybody, why did you lie? Where did you get the information from? Her thing is on one thing, Cardi B, that's it.
Cardi
no
B,
one's asking,
that's it.
Yeah. No one's asking, like you said, no one wanted to hear about her starting in her bedroom and her husband was working and her husband helped her. You know, she does. She has – did she even get – I didn't watch it, but I'm going on what you said. Did they even ask about her app?
No, they didn't even
website?
Ask about her app. I forgot about the damn app. They didn't even ask about the woman's app because one cares about none of that.
She has some great marketing tools going on over there, and no one cares. They just want to know how you going to pay the $4 million.
Stupid. And that's arriving to you. Girl.
Poor little girl.
Listen, 40 years old. If I'm at 40 years old, and I'm nowhere near 40 yet, and that's why she's also sick. Girl, you 40 years old with 1 million followers, girl. We on the same platforms, girl. I'm gonna be running circles around you by the time I'm 40. No shade. And they damn sure when I hit 40, they're not gonna be asking me about why am I paying $4 million? Do I got $4 million? Not at 40 years old, because I'm gonna be smart enough.
Was she even asked how long she'd been on YouTube?
Not at all. It was, why did you do it? Did your husband throw you under the bus? How many times have you lied?
One thing.
Do you regret it?
One thing. Wow, that's terrible.
Are you on Nicki Minaj's payroll? That's all people care about.
No interest in all her business ventures she has. That's sad. You know, mentoring people. You know what I mean?
Right, even her mentoring people and getting people to having large platforms. Right. Like,
of the marketing, like, oh, well, how do you get her little commercial things? How do you do your... You know, how do you do your commercial? Who writes for you? What's the other commercial? You know, the advertisement. You know,
yeah.
She has nothing. Just she has a lot of business. There's so many questions that could have been asked, but no one cares. It's sad. And she has a lot to offer as far as business. Like I said, as a business
But the part
person,
is, she
I
doesn't even
paid.
Think she doesn't even care about that because in her small mind, she thinks that being interviewed and being infamous is a rival.
As a business person, $4 million ain't worth it. I would have paid $100,000 and $200,000 and probably been more legit.
Yeah. Thank
you. $4 million's not worth it. Okay.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take a couple more, and I'm going to get out of here. 2415, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
I love you so much. I'm a
Thank
new
you.
Listener, but I love you so, so much. And I used to watch Tasha K like a few years ago, back like maybe in 2018. But then she like started just, I don't know, like her attitude towards things started getting nasty. And I was like, is this really what I want to be watching? I don't know. I just didn't like it. But you keep me entertained and you are the best part of my day. Like you give me the best Kiki. I love your commentary. I love that you have a different vibe. You bring more to the table than just gossip, you know, but and also that just keeps me intrigued and I love you and I just want to give you your flowers because you
yes.
are doing your damn thing.
And I want you guys to understand
like,
this because I think a lot of people,
here.
But I think a lot of people feel like they have to do, and I want to make this very clear. Like, you don't have to, and I'm not saying that you did this, but you don't have to say, you know, oh, you don't like Touch K because you like me or whatever, whatever. Like, it's not, listen, you can like us both because one thing's for sure and two things for certain, we are not the same. And nothing that Tasha K can do will ever run circles around what I'm doing. I'm way too fly for that. I'm way too fresh for that. I'm way too hip for that.
Really?
Tasha K is
Absolutely.
Really not that girl like that. You know what I mean? We keep it really edgy. We keep it really fresh. We keep it very vibey over here. She's very one-dimensional. She has 1 million followers. She's salacious. She's messy. That's it. We give you
Absolutely.
Music. We
and
give
I...
you vibes. We give you comedy. We give
yes.
you pop out. We outside. We at the functions. We taking pictures. You know, you're not getting that from Tasha K. And it's not that we are not the same because I cannot do what she do and I don't want to. And I don't want to be 40 year old. I don't want to be 40 years old gossiping and having to pay $4 million because I'm trying to be infamous. I'm not doing it.
And well, I feel bad for the children too because they don't deserve that. And if she even gets to pay that million in her lifetime, we'll see. But that's all I have to say. I love you, Armand. Keep doing it.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Last one. 4 or 5. I'm just having
the
key. 4515.
She's mad. That's it. We get
okay. You're not ready. All right. So we ending that right there.